This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, the answer to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and, of course, our bulk mail haulers back out there again, working, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, the jet fuel, as well as our Amazon warehouse people and our Amazon drivers. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, we're on Parler, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on True Social, we're on Twitter, and we're on Instagram as Captain's America. And our website is always going to be the Captain's America Third Watch.com. The Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there, check it out, take advantage of the things that we have over there. And joining us right now, we have the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, also the host of Military Matters, and I'm wearing one of his shirts today. And it's none other than retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain. Good to be with you.
Yeah, I got your T-shirt on you gave me.
All right, fantastic. I'm fired up to be with you every Tuesday, but to hear that, I'm incendiary.
That lights a fire in a burner, you betcha. All right, are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag. Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
One nation.
Under God.
Indivisible.
With liberty.
And justice.
For all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the Russians have gone absolutely nuts with their response. And we understand there's more missiles going to be fired today. That's coming from people that just have nothing better to do than to say it in Russia. There'll be more missiles today. But anyway, the Ukraine bombing of the bridge in Crimea, which was a legitimate target, that not only caught Russian President Vladimir Putin's attention, it caught him off guard, I think, but it makes things a whole lot more difficult for him. And we heard from a retired Air Force Brigadier General, Blaine Holt, one of the intelligence guys on the National Security Commission when he was working with President Trump. He lamented that the hit triggered a response that resulted in more war crimes by the Russian Army. What do you say?
Well, I have to concur. And Vladimir Putin and the leadership in Russia may never be held fully accountable for the war crimes and this string of war crimes.
Right.
But, even pursuant to a full investigation, as there will be of this, it is a war crime if you do not take the essential measures to avoid the unnecessary casualties of civilians. It happens. War is an ugly thing. But this one, It is almost impossible for any thinking individual. You don't even have to be an intelligence officer to recognize that there was no diligence to try to avoid that, and that has been a pattern of behavior on the part of the Russians. And notwithstanding all this stuff saying, hey, there's bad eggs inside Ukraine and all that, I'll tell you, President Zelensky, by and large, has targeted legitimate military objectives, like the attack on the bridge to Crimea, which is what Vladimir Putin is using to justify what you and I agree are war crimes.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I watched one of those missiles hit the upper floors of an apartment building yesterday and just literally take one whole side of the building out. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, the poor people that were down below it, that were in the building, because you could see people running in all directions down below, and some people falling down because the debris was landing on them. But I hate to see that. That shades to me, minus the missile, that shades of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, it's pretty traumatic, and we're just observers here. You know, we're not the folks experiencing that.
Nope.
But, yeah, in this day and age, we're all evidence to, you know, good and bad, and the immoral activities as well as the moral activities engaged in war.
Well, it's unfortunate, but Putin wants to keep targeting civilian targets. He said he was going to do it a while back, and he's doing it. And somewhere, somehow, there's going to be payback for all of this, because I got to believe and by the way, Zelensky, who's telling his people, you know, stay inside, hunker down, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff, you got to believe that Zelensky's going to do something big time to retaliate here.
Yeah, and of course, this pursuant to, you know, Russia's had some serious setbacks beyond what I would have anticipated. The Ukrainian forces, of course, with help from the United States of America and others, has enjoyed some success of late. And so a fairly Vladimir Putin, who's fairly desperate, these are the kinds of things that usually come from death messages. You look around the conflicts over history, over mankind's history, mm-hmm. Desperation usually leads to this kind of thing, which you know, we as civilized human beings would like to see an end to.
All right, Colonel, hold that thought. Folks are coming back with more with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere. It's Tuesday, and you know what that means.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is me telling you that Moss Family Automotive, and in particular Moss Nissan, brings you this portion of the program. Now, you know, Moss Nissan is the home of the whatever it takes to be the best in the nation attitude, and they live up to that every day. Now, one of the reasons that they get customers from all around the country, and I do mean all around the country, is because of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and church pastors too, get offered great deals on either new or certified pre-owned vehicles. Now, the other thing is Moss Care, where you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. Put those two together, I don't know anybody that's doing that, which is one reason why people come here from all around the country. Now, Moss Nissan has locations in Crystal River, the flagship store in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And now, the all new, brand new, Moss Nissan in Brooksville, Florida. Yep, located right off the Suncoast Parkway at State Route 50. Get off that northbound exit right there, make a right turn. Second driveway, make a right, and you're in. That's it. Beautiful store. You're going to love it. The people there are great, too. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. You know, you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, that's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to United States Army Lieutenant Colonel retired Kevin Wright and Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And good morning again, Colonel.
Good morning, Captain.
You know, it's always a privilege and an honor to be around when you have the Republican Liberty Caucus folks, because They get it. They get it. Unlike some of these other clowns that are marching around here that don't have a clue which end is up.
Well, Kathy, you tried. Since we charted a little less than 2 years ago, and we'll hit the two-year anniversary, we've tried hard. One is to build our credibility and to do it around being folks that don't just simply bloviate and throw things out there, but we balance reason with emotion, and we're honest about ourselves. So I think we've built our credibility around that, as have most Republican Liberty caucus at the national and state level, I'm happy to say. But I'm particularly happy, and it's not because of anything I've done as chair, but our members have worked hard, and together we've worked hard to try to be very forthright, to be consistent with the principles that we say we stand for: constitutionally limited government, individual rights, responsibilities, and free enterprise. Period.
Yeah. Now, the Democratic Party is in trouble. Here's what I know. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee has been whining to their buddies at the Washington Post that they've been unable to compete in several key House districts to defend Democrats or work to unseat GOP incumbents with a month to go in the midterms because, get this, they're out of money.
Yeah, and that is where the money goes is an incredible indicator. And what it says is that it's going to be hard for Democrats to do the one thing that they were hoping and relying on, which was voter turnout. That's the only thing they got. That's why they're saying all these crazy things that most Americans don't agree with, and they're doubling and tripling down on it, is to turn out the base. But I'm sorry, the base is shrinking because it's hard for them to get excited, and I think the money withering away is an indicator of that. And I think that's good news for us conservatives, and it's good news for America.
Well, you're right, because they're talking about the lack of funds for races that have been key to the Democrats' 2022 plans. That comes, of course, as Republican groups have expanded the midterm election map significantly. Right now, if you take a look at the numbers that are out there, looking at the Real Clear Politics average, which is an average of all the polls, not just a few of them, but all of them, the Republicans are at 220 with a generic seat count. The Democrats are at 180. That's advantage 40 Republican. There's 35 more seats in play that are 50-50 Republican-Democrat, and then there's 17 more after that that are in play that are, again, either half of them are advantage Democrat or half are advantage Republican. So it looks very much like, and I think this pattern is going to stay, that the Republicans could have 250 seats in the House.
Yeah, the House we've thought for a while was the Republicans to win. The Senate, not too long ago, we didn't think that that was even that, you know, Senate Majority Leader or Minority Leader now, Mitch McConnell, has even come around to thinking the possibility that we would do that. And that is aside from the fact that any of the missteps amongst campaigns amongst Republicans in the House and the Senate have been highlighted hugely and magnified by the mainstream media, while those on the left have been largely ignored. Notwithstanding that, it's still looking pretty good for conservatives.
Yeah, and let's take a look at this for a second. We just had a horrible hurricane that killed a bunch of people and did some terrible damage to Southwest Florida, as well as to the infrastructure, the bridges and the roads and this, that, and the other. And remarkably, within 3 to 4 days, they had a couple of the bridges up there going to the barrier islands for the trucks to get out there and make deliveries and get stuff out there. That's phenomenal, to say the least. But wait till you hear this one. Wait till you hear this one. They've also got the country going, my God, look at what these people are doing. They've got almost 90% of the power back again.
Yeah, and more than 90%, and that's phenomenal. You know, when I substitute taught, and I had a lot of people from southern Sarasota and some places that were hard hit, And I asked, I took a query of every classmate I did about who had power back, and every single one of them did. That's crazy. I had one student, of course, that came down from Iaca, which was had incredible flooding and all that, and they were back. So that's an amazing story. And it was it's local people coming together. It was Floridians who I think we can be proud of to do that. And we have to avoid, and I'm always avoid, I said, wait a minute, we don't want to be idolaters about our America's governor, Ron DeSantis, but I'm telling you, you just look at the facts on the ground
yep.
and what was accomplished in short order. It's hard not to be, to brag a little bit about the impact. Of course, there's still work to do. We don't want to do that. We don't want to forget those that need to be taken care of. And there's savage loss in this once in 100 years that has done it. Even the most circumspect look at the reaction and the recovery effort led at the state and the local level, it is a good news story in the face of what is a terrible tragedy.
And they've got about 500,000, around 500,000 insurance claims right now that I saw somewhere in one of the publications. And it looks like somewhere between $4 and $4.5 billion worth of damage claims.
Yeah, we knew that this would be bad. It was worse than we expected, and we anticipate that. And that's insurance has been a big topic of discussion here in the state of Florida. One, because we are a highly litigious state for one, but on the other hand, we have had to wrestle both the state legislature and the executive branch and the governor with a lot of insurance issues with insurance companies doing that. And it's amazing that even in the wake of that, that we're sorting through that. And it's going to take a while. It will probably be years before all the settlements for insurance and things like this are sorted out. But what we've done so far bodes fairly well for doing that in the most truly just way and doing due process and doing the right thing on the behalf of Floridians.
Yeah, and you're going to stick around for another segment. And when we come back, I'm going to ask you about Belarus. That's over there in that region. We're hearing some reports about Belarus, and they're pounding some war drums over there of their own. We'll see what happens with that, but hold on, everybody. We'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Republican Liberty Caucus, Manatee County. And don't forget, I'll be right back. Tuesday. Have lunch for the captain.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and the world, for the most part, condemns Russia's attack on civilian targets in its invasion of Ukraine. Ursula von der Leyen, president of the European Commission, weighs in on Monday's missile attack on Ukrainian citizens by Russian forces.
Russia once again has shown to the world what it stands for. It is terror and brutality.
Multiple international airports across the United States were hit with a cyber attack Monday, courtesy of Killnet. a Russian-backed hacking group that forced websites temporarily offline. Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport and LAX, Los Angeles International Airport websites, were taken offline. An army of 42,000 utility workers has restored electricity to more than 2.5 million businesses and homes in Florida since Hurricane Ian's destruction. At this hour, roughly 16,000 homes are without power in Florida. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Folks, it's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And oh, by the way, this my portion of the program, my discussion with retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, brought to you by our friends at Heroes Mile. Now, Heroes Mile is a group of veterans helping veterans through your time of need with whatever the needs are that you have. What you need to do to find out more is to go to the website, heroesmile.com. That's heroesmile.com. Their phone number is 1-888-VET-NOW-2. That's 1-888-VET-NOW-2. Give them a call. They're the real deal. And for those of you coming on Sunday to the Battleground event at the Jewish Community Center here on Howard Ave in Tampa, you'll get a chance to meet retired three-star General William Lennox, former Superintendent of the United States Military Academy, where somebody I know went to a school at one time and graduated from there, got his commission. But he's going to be there along with the CEO of HeroesMile.com. They're going to have a table there, an exhibit. You'll be able to stop by and talk to them, and I'll be hanging around that table, and I would imagine the colonel won't be very far away once he meets the general. And let's go back to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. How about that?
Yeah, Captain, I'll be with you. And I'm going to use a little, if you don't mind, just a minute of privilege. Today is the anniversary of the birth of my trophy wife, Robin, who will be with me on October 16th. And yep, we're excited about that. That's not my birthday gift to her. We'll be doing some beach time and other things today. But The fact that she's my trophy wife is a tribute to great wives everywhere, and is not has nothing to do with her age or my age, because she's 29, so which would make me, what, about 27? Of course, I'm kidding right there. Yeah, she's a trophy wife because she is not just gold-plated covered plastic. She is gold to her core, and that means her heart. And so happy birthday to my wife, Robin.
Good for her. That's, you know, my wife had and I had that type of relationship when she was alive. Listen, I'm finding out more and more about TikTok, and I don't, the more I find out about it, the more I don't like it. I don't know why people are having anything to do with it, because according to the Consumer Reports folks, the app works even if you don't use it. If you got it on your phone or on your computer, because it's coming with some of these devices now, even if you don't use it, it still tracks what you're doing.
Yeah, Captain, I'm as much as anybody. I'm pretty out there in my use of social media, but I'm like you. I have steered away from that. I have viewed some TikTok because so many of the folks that we support and want to see elected or reelected to office make great use of it because it is so doggone popular, but there are so many risks associated with the Chinese Communist Party-run TikTok you know, user better beware. And so I use a little bit of discretion, and I certainly don't personally use a TikTok account or put any of the thing that I advocate for out on it. And I would recommend to others to follow suit.
Yep, and you better be careful what you do, because remember, when you put it out there on the Internet, it's there. It's there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hold that thought. I'm going to see what's going on here. We got a caller. Don't know who it is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for my call again, Captain. Hey, this question is for the Colonel.
Sure.
Good morning, sir. Hey, real quick. We got disinformation governance board here in the United States. That's you know, basically kind of gone underground, if you will. I think they're farming it out to more, I should say, public-private partnerships to get that done. And we all think that's bad. And now we have Turkey, Erdogan, however you say his name. He's also parliamentary law, talking about people going to prison for disinformation, controlling the social media. And Captain, you're just talking about TikTok. It's basically a Chinese spy implement, if you will. It's been, you know, a lot of people are being told not to use this, particularly in the military. Now, with that being said, we got Putin. He's come down, cracked down hard on social media about information being disseminated, what's, you know, getting out as far as following a narrative. And now Ukraine, as parliament, has passed, how should I say, a disinformation governance board type material, misinformation, and they're talking about imprisoning people for not following, how should I say, party line, just to be generic. So now you got the United States, Turkey, for example. I know Germany's doing certain things with social media and disinformation coming out of WEF. And now Putin, bad, doing this. And now Ukraine's doing it. I'll take my answer off there.
Okay.
Your opinion, sir. Have a good morning.
Yep. Okay. Colonel, that is kind of like, sounds like birds of a feather here.
Yeah, Captain, let's provide a little historical perspective. The founding fathers, before the ink was even really dry on the Declaration of Independence, and we had the ink was dry on our victory over Great Britain in our Revolutionary War, put out the Alien and Sedition Act, which basically made it a crime to do some of the very same things that we're talking about now, because we were at war with Great Britain in our second revolution in 1812 to do that. And it was wrong then, and it's wrong today. We just got to stay true to our founding principles. That it doesn't mean that you can do anything. You can't infringe on other people's First Amendment rights or right to free speech. But we cannot have agents of the government or the government infringing upon any of our civil liberties. And there's a reason why the First Amendment is first and foremost. And I don't care what kind of ends that they think they're justifying by their means. That is where evil resides. And so he's right. We need to be aware of that. And What is evil done by the likes of Vladimir Putin is evil done by Americans that we elect to govern us. And so we need to be always on guard in protection of our civil liberties, because only we can be the protectors of that, because the government won't do that.
Mm. Yeah, and I know what you're saying. Now, the other thing is that I was just thinking the other day, you know, everybody's talking about the Democrats are losing support. They're losing support. They're losing some of their own people. They can't get money for their candidates. You know, when you drive voters away from your party, there's got to be a reason that you don't have to look very far to find. How about how we got into this mess to begin with, oh, gosh, the oil, the Keystone Pipeline, and not drilling for more oil and not keeping the price of oil down? Because let's face it, Colonel, everything in this world that we live in revolves around the price of a barrel of oil.
Yeah, and talking about the end, trying to justify the means, you know, this sanctimonious Green New Wave baloney. You have folks that are almost coming out and saying, and some actually are saying that, yeah, it hurts us. It's going to hurt us terrible. And yeah, we see this, but we're never mind the man behind the curtain on that. Don't look at what you just indicated, the ground causes of this stuff, because in the end, we will have a better world because of it. What incredible nonsense born of ignorance, and talk about evil born out of and justified the means. We can't have it. We've got to stay awake, not woke.
And we're going to finish things off with this. The United States Army is expanding their recruiting program after coming up about 20,000 short in the last year. They're going to make another investment to fill the ranks by coming up with some other different programs and different things that we saw in years gone by. It's about time they brought some of that stuff back. Be All You Can Be, for example. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, I loved some of those ads. They were true. They were actual. They were factual. And then they got away with it because, oh, it might show somebody doing something, shooting at somebody or something like that. We can't do that. I can hear them now.
Yeah. Speaking about being woke versus awake, that's a problem. You know, sadly, our Army, our Department of Defense, in so many levels from the top down, is because they reward generals that are of the same mind as the current administration and the senior leaderships in the Department of Defense.
Yep.
That's sad. That's a sad commentary.
Okay, Colonel, I will talk to you on Thursday, my friend.
All right, see you then.
All righty, and we'll be back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
All righty. Can't wait to be there today. I might be there a little bit late. Normally, we're there from 11:30 to 1:30. But today I might get there a little bit closer to noon, but I will be there. Don't worry. If you don't see me right away, I will be there, and there'll be some guys at the table, so you'll be able to find them real quick, and there you go. Now, this portion of the program, the Captain's America Third Watch for a Tuesday, brought to you by our good friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor in Sarasota. They, of course, are located at 4540 Clark Road, right there at the corner of McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. Now, they're a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and they offer installation on site cleaning, parts, and repairs here locally in Sarasota and Tampa Bay. Now, that being said, those of you out of state listening to a blinds and shade and shutter company advertising on my show that goes around the countryside, well, why are they doing that? Well, because you can buy from them online. You can also, if you need parts, you can get parts from them. They've done that before many times. All you got to do is call them up, first of all, The number is 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. One more time, 941-922-2345. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Give them a call. See what they can do if you need some help with your blinds, your shades, or your shutters. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, the phone number one more time, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And happy shopping. Happy shopping. They're really great people, and they really know what they're doing. Now, you heard me talk about the Democrats. You heard me talk about the fact that they're starting to lose support, starting to lose fundraising, not getting money that they thought they were going to get. People are getting turned off. They're watching what's going on out there television-wise. They're listening to what's going on the radio. They know that their people are falling behind, and they know that they're going to lose control of the House and more than likely the Senate. The House is a done deal. They're going to lose control of the House by a very large number, 40 or 50 seats, it looks like right now. The Senate, different story. Could be a one or two advantage Republican, but it won't be much more than that. And then again, there's some people saying it's going to be 50-50 again. Well, I hope not, because you can't get anything done that way in the Senate. Now, there are pollsters who touted a Democratic comeback over the summer. You know who they were. You heard them. Oh, the Democrats are going to go buy this, and they're going to do that. They're going to do this. Nope. That was wishful thinking. It really was. And they're now conceding this year's elections look very good for the Republicans. That's coming from the Democratic pollsters themselves. And it's no wonder. Have you been to the grocery store lately? Have you been to the grocery store lately? That basket of groceries is now noticeably pricier than it was a year ago, and you get less for more money. And then there's the gas station. You never know what's going to happen when you go to the gas station. By the way, California had a meeting yesterday of their not-so-secret cabinet and whatnot about gasoline prices. They said the oil companies are gouging. That's why prices are so high. The oil companies are gouging. Well, excuse me. And I'm talking to you in California. Excuse me. You have the highest gas tax of anywhere in the country. How's that working out for you? Yep, the highest gas tax of any other state in the country. And then you've got that mixture of those blends or whatever in the heck. I can't even figure out what you're doing next. Well, we have to have a spring blend. Well, we have to have a summer blend. Well, we have to have a fall blend. Well, we have to have a winter blend. What the heck are you doing? Granted, there's smog. Granted, there's pollution. But maybe, just maybe, if you could ever figure out how to get the wind to blow from the ocean inland or the other way around, blow it out in the ocean, you'd be able to breathe a little better, maybe. I don't know. But everywhere, there's apprehension, there's malaise, and there's grim uneasiness that characterizes an era of diminished economic expectations. People are leaving California by the boatload every day. Every day. There aren't that many people moving back in. They're losing their tax base, amongst other things. And at our southern border, Democrats justify or even enable the blatant violation of our laws by just letting the people walk in and walk right on by and keep on trucking. Yep. And in our major cities, nobody feels secure but the criminals. We're all seeing way too many videos of horrendous acts of random violence. People being beat up, people being shot, people being stabbed, people literally being killed right in your front of your own eyes. Unbelievable. And I'll tell you what, voters are afraid. They're afraid. And they know there are no solutions from the president's party. The Democrats and Joe Biden have no solutions. Just the dodging of questions and the loud, angry denunciations of those who push back against a radical agenda coming from the far-left Democrats. Tell you what, Election Day can't come soon enough. It just can't come soon enough. And when it does, don't say I told you so. Because I really do believe that we are going to have a monumental election. Now, I said to begin with that I felt we were going to have a red wave. And then it kind of felt like that red wave was going away a little bit when the Democrats came back earlier this summer to try to pull things back together again. And it didn't happen. They tried, but it didn't happen. So what we have going on right now is more people listening, watching, observing what the Republican agenda is for the country. And it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. First of all, we've got to get the energy prices down. Got to. And there's two ways to do that. And you know what one of them is. Drill, baby, drill. And then refine, baby, refine. And get that product out there and just immerse the market in gasoline, diesel, kerosene, jet fuel, whatever. Immerse the market. Just splash it all over the market. Force the price down. And I don't care if Saudi Arabia gets upset because the price of oil goes back down to that $20 and $25 and $30 a barrel. I don't care. Because that's our wallet. That's our pocketbook that's out there. That's our money. Not theirs. They got all kinds of ways to make money. By the way, don't forget they make Persian rugs. All righty. I'll see everybody today at lunch. I hope to see a good crowd there. Mission Barbecue, West Waters. Be there about 11:30. They play the national anthem at noon, and we all stand up and salute the flag. I'll see you tonight on the Radio if I don't see you at Mission Barbecue. God bless America. Stay safe, everybody.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.